USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
14 children are dead after a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. That's according to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who said a teacher was also killed in the shooting at Robb Elementary School, which is about an hour and a half west of San Antonio. Abbott announces a suspected shooter has been killed.
Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased. And is believed that responding officers killed him.
A 66-year-old and a 10-year-old are also listed in critical condition. The alleged shooter reportedly also shot his grandmother before entering the school and opening fire. The White House saying President Biden has been briefed on the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The dangers of human smuggling once again come to light in Mexico. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. Four others were missing following the accident. Authorities said those who drowned and those rescued were migrants from Honduras.
State Farm is encouraging its agents in Florida to donate books promoting transgenderism to five-year-olds to their local schools or public libraries, according to an email shared by a whistleblower. In a statement to the Washington Examiner, State Farm defended the program, saying it's strictly voluntary and that the strategy of the program has since evolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, Sweden and Finland have officially submitted applications to join NATO. Turkish officials are currently saying they oppose Swedish and Finnish entry into NATO. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg says Russian President Vladimir Putin has not achieved his goals in Ukraine.
He made a big strategic mistake. Because actually I believe... that one of the purposes, one of the stated purposes actually with this invasion of Ukraine was to get less NATO on Russia's borders.
The former president and former vice president are endorsing two different people in the Peach State.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as he faces a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Perdue is hoping to force Kemp into a runoff after Tuesday night's primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Actor Johnny Depp's bid to dismiss his ex-wife Amber Heard's counterclaim is being denied. The counterclaim is alleging Depp's lawyer damaged Heard's career when he accused her of creating an abuse hoax against Depp. Heard's legal team is resting their case, which resulted in Depp's team making the routine motion to dismiss Heard's countersuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.